You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yesterday, New Zealand's COVID-19 case numbers hit a record-breaking 2,522. With new home isolation rules coming into effect during the Omicron phases system, it is new to New Zealanders how to manage from home with complete isolation. Over previous lockdowns, there were concerns over technology, food, and resources not being available, with this now being highly concerning as people cannot go out to access these during home isolation. I spoke with Dr. Andrew Chen from the University of Auckland about this issue and started by asking what's the main concern for managing COVID-19 at home?
Or potentially getting COVID-19. And we know that cases are now going to be managing it themselves at home. So on a very practical level, you know, make sure that you've got enough food at home to probably last you a good week or two. Make sure that if you're living by yourself, that there's somebody who you know who can check up on you every once in a while, that you've got a buddy who can help make sure that your passage through the COVID experience is as smooth as possible. Most people shouldn't have too bad a time, like it'll be a bad flu. But for some people, you know, they might still need more significant care, hospital care, that sort of thing. And you don't want to be in a place where, you know, it's a day or two before somebody realizes that you need it. So making sure that you've got that support network around you is probably the most important thing. Then the second most important thing will be that previously, if you got COVID, a contact tracer or a case investigator would call you and try to find out where you've been and when you had your symptoms so that they could figure out who else they need to tell that that they're close contacts and may have been exposed to COVID. That system will be moving mostly online, and so most people will now get a text to tell them that they've had COVID instead of a phone call, and there'll be a form for them to fill out to figure out where they've been and if there are any high-risk places where contact tracers need to put some feelers out to let people know that they may have been exposed to COVID. That system will basically help take some of the load and pressure off the contact tracers. Right now, if we had 1,000 people who needed phone calls, it would be great if we could get 800 of them to fill out a form online and only 200 of them, you know, who can't do the form online to need phone calls. That'll just mean that we can stay a little bit ahead of the pandemic rather than sort of giving up and just letting the virus run rampant like we've seen it in some other places around the world.
Are there any other resources that people have concerns about isolating at home, not just food?
For most people, they should be able to manage COVID with your standard household medicine, things like paracetamol, cough medicine, making sure that you've got access to good water supply so that you can stay hydrated during that time. And you know, making sure that you've got access to things that will keep you comfortable, like having a blanket, having heating or cooling, depending on where you are in the country and what the weather's like.
And for people who are in low socioeconomic households, will they have problems with accessing technology?
Yeah, so not everybody's going to be able to do the digital form online, and the Ministry of Health knows that. It's about shifting capacity, right, or shifting demand so that the contact tracing capacity can be utilised where it's needed the most. So, as I said, if we can have the vast majority of people who can do it online, if they can fill out that digital form, then that will help the contact tracers ensure that they are talking to the people who can't do it online. The other important thing to note is that both through that process of filling out the form online or talking to a contact tracer on the form, opportunity to also let them know if you are likely to face any difficulties managing COVID from home. So they can get in touch with the Ministry of Social Development and they can get food packages to you. They might be able to get other equipment like pulse oximeters or things like blankets to you if that's what you need to manage COVID from home.
I remember previously there was a bit of a problem with giving out pulsometers. Is that something people should look into?
I probably wouldn't be too worried about getting a pulse oximeter yourself. There's probably not a lot of supply at the moment, and you know, if you're buying one from overseas, it might take a while for it to get here. If you are somebody who is at risk, who they think would benefit from having a pulse oximeter, they should be able to supply one to you. But even without a pulse oximeter, if you've got that support network around you, then hopefully they would be able to help in the event of an adverse event happening while you're isolating at home.
Do you have any other sort of top tips for managing COVID at home that aren't just sort of the resources that you need?
Yeah, I think just a general point at the moment is that we're entering into a new phase of the pandemic that we've never experienced in New Zealand. We've seen how this plays out overseas, and there are some countries that have handled it better than others. Because we have been able to push this part of the pandemic a little bit later, largely thanks to MIQ, and also in part thanks to our vaccination rates, it means that we can learn from what has and hasn't worked overseas. But I think, you know, it'll be very normal for New Zealanders to feel a little bit anxious as they're looking at the case numbers on a day-to-day basis. It probably feels like we're all going to get it at some point. And you know, we may not end up there. We may be able to keep it under control for as long as we can. But for people, I think psychologically, it's just, you know, needing to mentally shift yourself from a position of we need to stop the virus at all costs to, okay, the virus is here. What can we do to mitigate its impacts and damage as much as possible? And so a lot of the responsibility is going to shift from government, from sort of a central approach, to us as individuals. And it's going to become even more important that we as individuals take action like wearing face masks or scanning QR codes or staying at home if we don't need to go out to mitigate and minimize our own risk, because the government may not be able to be there for us in the same way that it has been over the last 2 years.
That was Dr. Andrew Chen from the University of Auckland speaking about how to best manage COVID-19 at home.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.